Blog Talk Radio. This is a story about control. Female control. Control of everything. So let's go and grab it.
Let's get it, girl. We're controlling this. Another episode of Philly Shine, Tuesday night edition. We're about to have some fun. Got my fine-ass co-host in the building with me tonight. You know what I mean?
Lord,
starting
you know.
It off early. Starting it off right. Shout out to Reno. And, of course, Big Key West. That's what we're going to call him tonight. remember for as long as I remember. We all know my memory's bad. But what's up, Big Key West?
I'm good. I'm big. I'm good.
he was nice and calm and cocky for a minute. You know what I mean? We liked it. We love it. We're going to have some fun tonight. Fun topic. We're supposed to have a special guest, but, you know, we're going to keep it moving and definitely welcome them and back to the show very soon. Heavy promotion and all that good stuff that we offer. We having fun tonight, but the topic is one night stands. You know what I mean? Like, it's a lot of single people out there. It's a lot of old skeletons in people's closets. I want to go in. Like, don't even be scared. Like, if you want to, I'm not even going to ask you what's your name or you call in front when I ask you. I'm like, yo, listen, tonight's topic is, yeah, me. You don't have to say your name, but we want to get in on this. Because certain people, they shy away from it. Like, oh, I never had one. Or, well, ladies, I'm going to say ladies. Certain ladies shy away from it. Like, oh, no. I've never had an actual one, but I've had a story. I got a story to share. I want to share a story. No, I ain't had like a you meet a guy the first night, you just like, yeah, it's on the pop. First date. Like, listen, it was like a first date. I'm going to tell you guys, has anybody called in yet?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, let's check on the caller. I'm going to get into my story, but it's a crazy story.
Hey, hold on. You got to give us your story first.
No, we're going to get into the story. We're going to go in the story. Right. We're going to get your stories. We're going to find out Reno's stories because you know the guys had more than that.
Reno ain't got no stories.
I ain't got no stories.
You don't have no one-night stand.
Yeah, man, no. Look, I'm still a virgin to this day.
The only
one-night
stand Reno had.
No fucking lying to me, okay? My name is Reno.
Yeah.
No fucking lying to me, okay?
Why you going to listen to Key West? You know Key West be lying.
The only one-night stand Reno had.
Didn't you go to college, Reno?
Yes, sir.
Don't they have
in Florida.
Like,
in Florida with all the Haitian chicks.
Florida.
I had the baddest chick anybody in Philly would ever get, Brazilian and Japanese. And won't nobody ever touch that.
Look at him. He likes the foreign girls. Like, he likes the girls that talk to him with their accent.
Let me long time.
Let's check it on this caller. We're going to have fun with these guys. It's going to be crazy. I got a story, too. Like, what's the area code you said?
414-698.
Welcome to the Philly Shine.
Yo, this is Big Mike representing, you know, the one night stand clique. We all know who we are and who we are out here. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Big Mike. Oh, he just said his name, so he's going to be known up in the show. We got him so much love to raise up music. Thank you for the guest.
I had to give him an applause because I like how he came in on there, so I had to give him a little clap.
And he's definitely representing, though. The claps are fitting. How are you tonight, Big Mike? What's good?
Oh, I'm fine. How are you doing, Honest Fire?
I'm just fine. Having fun, you know, getting my modeling thing on, doing my music, hosting parties. We having fun. Got to do some new business stuff. Thank you, City of Philadelphia. But we're not even going to talk about that shit on the show.
Your topic for today is the one-night stand?
Yes. Have you had? How many have you had? We're not even going to ask the guys, have you had one?
We're not going to ask how many one-night stands I've had because I don't think there's enough paper in the world to cover it. You know what I mean? But
you have a crazy story about one?
Yeah.
Give us a story, my man. We need a story.
I got one for you that make you shit on yourself.
Well, give us the brief, George. We're going to change our briefs.
When I was younger, you know what I'm saying, I met this girl, and she had it going on.
He was your fan.
Huh?
Is that your fan, he was?
Uh-oh. My bad. I was working at a Chuck E. Cheese,
okay.
I was working at a Chuck E. Cheese.
This story already good.
How young were you? I know, I don't want to know.
we all adults here. Go ahead, end in our stories.
I was working at a Chuck E. Cheese, and I had a one-night stand with this girl. And I can't even say because it's gonna, I may get myself killed for saying it on the radio. But it was bad.
This is internet radio, man. This is internet radio. You got to tell us.
Don't leave us in suspense now. You kind of like that.
Okay. I met this girl online and
you don't tell us.
I met this girl at Chuck E. Cheese, and it was a one-night stand. I didn't know she was going with somebody. I ended up banging her, and she was the boss's wife.
Wow.
Damn.
In trouble.
She was the boss's wife.
Mrs. Cheese.
Oh, what's so funny about it? I was telling the boss about how I met this girl at work and that she can soak a golf ball to a tennis racket. You know what I'm saying? And I just thought it was like she was riding me some electronic toys we have in the front. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know? And then he was like, I know my wife is the same way. And the girl walked around the corner, and he like, that's my wife over there. I was like, oh, fuck.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Handling real fast. See, that's crazy. See, that's why you got to know who you fucking. But that's kind of all right, I guess, because she gonna keep it on the low. She didn't tell him. You just told him.
No, you're fucking. If it look good, you're going to want to fuck.
But listen, like, I'm just saying, like, but... she knew
that's
who
like
she
a
was
Key
fucking.
West move,
wait a minute. No, wait a minute. She knew
that's
who she was
fault.
Fucking. So I guess that's an RA story. She knew who she was fucking. She knew who was paying the bills. Mr. Cheese.
Look, man, your woman cheat on you. That's your fault.
Yeah, definitely. Can't blame the employee.
Okay, honest fire.
Yes.
Now, we know you got swag, right? So if you see a nigga out there, you're going to want that nigga right around.
I mean, I have once for guys, and, like, guys drive me crazy. Like, even staring into, like, a sexy eyes or hearing a man sing to me, all that just, like, excites me. Sometimes I could not. I'm sensitive here. Go ahead, dear Kiwa. I like that. Make me moist.
Can you woo woo woo? Woo. Can you woo woo?
You was not in the right tone, Reno. Boo.
Did that work?
No, Reno. You don't know how to sing. I'm going to get mine. No, wait. Let me answer your question. I'm going to get mine because I know I got girlfriends and I got old heads and I hear the stories. Like, I do not want to just be treated and just. You know what I mean?
Treated and beat
it. All crazy. All right, I'm going to tell y'all this story. And, like, I didn't even know I was going to do it to my homie. Like, we knew each other for years, right?
We don't do it.
Listen, you could call this a one-night stand because I wasn't going back. But we just knew each other for years. You know what I'm saying? Now, I got a big ass, and people, I guess, I don't know what they think of me. You know what I'm saying? But this is why, this is, like, another reason why I always say, like, I can't just be sleeping with any guy because I don't want to just be treated bad, like, you know what I mean? Not even treated bad, but, like, if you don't really know a girl, you don't know what she likes, you know what I mean? You don't know how to take your time with her. Anyway, back to the story. So, like, we just chilling on some late night shit, and then all of a sudden we start giving each other a massage, and, you know, one thing led to another, we kissing, and then we start fucking, like, this is somebody who's my homie, and he just, like, wore me out. I was just, like, not even into it. I'm like, all right, you done? Like, I'm done. I don't even like all this. Like, I don't know. But that's why I say, like, you got to know me because you're not going to know how to treat me. And I'm not the
so basically
type
he
of girl. I got,
get
I don't,
job
I don't
done.
Huh?
He couldn't
he
get the job done.
He got the job done. It's just that he wasn't listening. You know what I mean? A whole bunch of stuff going on. I didn't like it. Like, be honest. Like, it was just like, what the fuck am I doing? I shouldn't even fuck them. All these years, I never fucked them. I don't want this man. Like, you know what I mean? It was just like, it's on some old spare the moment shit. That was kind of one night stand, but not really. But that wasn't my story that I'm sharing for the night. I got a crazy story for the one night stand category. You know what I mean? We're going
to
put
it
right
here.
Huh?
I'm about to have one. I hope Reno can take over the soundboard.
Oh, shit. Key West, you always leaving the show for some.
All right, never mind, never mind.
You know what? No, like, we're going to get back to
I was on Vinny set, and this girl told me I was beyond a whore.
Ooh,
and I said, you want to take a roll, don't you? She said, well, extra butter.
Wow.
Exactly.
If it's welcome, hey, go for it. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have some fun on the show.
Oh,
I got to show some love to some of the music that was going on this Sunday. Like, we had a good time. Actually, I need to get this track from these guys. Miss P, Gillionaire Cino, did his motherfucking thing. Like, this Sunday, it was like, it was only a few artists who performing. I'm not even going to lie. Like, I was at the door for Diamond Spotlight. This is the first show, Philly Shine, after this show. And this Sunday, it was a couple people who was able to resonate all the way to the front. Shout out to L.A. Brown. He was first. H.A. Spady. I heard him up in the front. He was killing it. KM Lynx, Eye of the Storm was killing it. Vinny Blanco. Everybody had the crowd rocking.
The Storm Boys, like, wow.
Cino and Miss P, they had it rocking. It was, like, crazy. So I'm trying to check in on Miss P real fast. She got a little 16 that she did to the Beamer Benz of Bentley track. I'm going to play that joint first. And then right after that, I'm going to play a track for my boy, Fresh Boy Cino. I think it was called Let Go. Yeah, that's my shit. I like that joint. But they did their thing. We're going to talk about this topic for the night. And I know Reno got a crazy story with some exotic girls. And we're going to let Key West go a couple times. Hang on.
Yeah. Anyway, I go a couple times.
The show is coming.
Reno don't know about that.
I don't know nothing about that.
He one and done. Say no.
No.
Look,
ooh,
I ain't got
really?
The time to be. I ain't got the time to be wasting. I mean, you will be in there, we out of there. That's all we need. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got time to be playing around my back.
We
know it's I got to go work. You know what I mean? I ain't got time for that.
You ain't got time for your back hurt. You better
just give it. Just
day.
Give it to me, and I'm out.
No, you gotta have a strong dick, Reno. Go ahead, get to that music. We want to talk about Reno. He's gonna do some sit ups and push ups and shit.
Ooh.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Miss T.
Oh man. Go ahead, Reno. Push it.
I'm about to break them off. On my grind, taking Benjamins very often. I'm on my grind till I'm dead in my coffin. Got ladies using dudes, ladies on me. Got the yum yum Miss P, so raunchy. Bump the bum misses out the way like sorry. Walk the boardwalk getting props like Monopoly.
Westport is
on. He's a storm man. Y'all storm men. I like that better. But this is my boy Gillionaire Cino. Let's go.
Midnight love, you get no midnight love, they dimes in the day.
day for midnight doves, huh? Get out and dodge when I let go. I'm back to the old me, I'm feeling so retro. Now let's go,
let's go,
let's go,
let's go.
Now let's go,
let's go,
let's go,
let's go.
Get out and dodge when I let go. I'm back to the old me, I'm feeling so retro. Now let's go,
let's go,
let's go,
let's go.
Now let's go,
let's go,
let's go. Dum dum, blow out the back of your head like tum tum. Blood tongue from that tongue that you got that gun from. You nobody, somebody kill you, I'll make you someone. Someone that used to just rough ride like young one. I'm getting thumbs up from all these songs and I'm flattered, cause I don't even work hard as a rapper. I just fuck up and gather. My mom said it's like talking to Casper. Spaced out so high, I could partner with NASA. After my first G makes it kinda all sink that I'm the best writer since Inkpens, I believe it. You're the best writer, LaKeith Prince, you can see it. Got rappers scared to put me on features, what's the reason? I'm just teasing, I lead the lead, mean and squeeze the leaders, we test out. Somebody throw trigger beat. I'm Joe Rogan, I can give you anything to eat. High lows of pumpkins, it really ain't a thing to me. Get out and dodge when I let go. I'm back to the old me, I'm feeling so retro. Now let's go,
let's go,
let's go,
let's go.
Now let's go,
let's go,
let's go,
let's go.
Get out and dodge when I let go. I'm back to the old me, I'm feeling so retro. Now let's go,
let's go,
let's go,
let's go.
Now let's go,
let's go,
let's go,
let's
go.
All right, the song's over. We're going to get back into some music in a minute, but I'm kind of about to snap. With Cam Links, welcome back to Philly Shine. I'm trying to calm down.
What's going down? What's wrong? Damn, you sound a little angry.
Storm
Boy.
Storm Boy's in the building tonight.
Storm Boy's in the building tonight. Ain't no telling what might pop off in this bitch. Yeah, no.
Yeah. You ain't
seeing
your girl right now, are you?
What'd you say, what?
It's ghetto hype. Tonight you got hurt. You with the storm now. You got hurt now. Now
he's been here hurt. He just needed to tell some stuff now. Yeah.
So what you trying to say? He the cowardly lion and you the
No,
eye.
That's my mother
talking
to me. Shout out to KM Lee. Shout out to KM Lee. Big up to him. You know what I mean? Big ups to you, KM Links. Like,
see,
you definitely got full support.
We can't play with KM like that. A lot of y'all can't play with KM like that. You know what I'm saying?
No, we got...
Y'all
don't,
none of y'all
don't
play
please
with
stop
KM.
Fucking cutting me off from trying to talk to KM Links.
Shut up.
Damn it. It's like, no, I ain't mad at y'all. But no, shout out to KM Links. I just wanted to say, like, you definitely did a great job Sunday. I heard your performance from the front. Like, you got our full support. Like, Amy was rocking with you, Drez was rocking with you, my sister, like, everybody was had so many great things to say about you.
It was so much love in the building, man. That was a great move, man, movement,
tell
man.
Tell everybody about your experience at Diamond Spotlight, because I need to get back in a good mood, because I'm about to cuss a person out. Like,
that shit was crazy, man. Niggas on their jobs, man. Females looking very lovely in that motherfucker. I can't stress that enough. They was looking lovely in there. You know what I'm saying? The shit was just, it was a great vibe in there, man. You know what I mean?
I be telling people it's changed now. It's no longer 70% men.
Yo, whoever you're talking to, block number, listen, I'm going to keep hanging up your line.
Oh, no, let the block number through. I don't care about block numbers.
I do.
It's about to be fun. You know what I mean? I'm going to say, shout out to my people listening and on the line. Shout out to UKM Links. This Friday also is going down. We staying busy. Like Key West said, you got to do 300 things at once. You know what I mean? Keep it moving.
I never said that, but it do sound good.
Yes, he did. He said he's doing 300 things at once. You remember saying
that?
I said that. You said that?
No, but it sounds good enough that I would want to take it.
No, you fuck your memory. He said that shit, y'all. I ain't lying. This Friday, 69th Street Lounge is going down. Terminal Square, you know what I mean? We're going to have some fun. There's the Kool-Aid Colors Party. Wear your brightest colors. Bring the multi colors out, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what I'm going to wear. Maybe I might put on a little, I don't know. It's going to be a surprise. You gotta come
whatever it is, if it's a little bit, it's good.
I'm just going to put on my Kool-Aid Man suit, you know what I'm saying?
Sounds
good. We all on the line now. Let's all tell Reno how sick and home we are not showing up at the event.
Yeah, nigga,
we coming down to Buck Band's TV studio. We coming out to the basement and we dragging your ass out, man.
Yeah, this party, ain't gonna have no choice. It's the white party. You don't come to the white party. You don't come to the white party. I'm getting your password. I'm deleting all my stuff off your
website.
We ain't going to rant.
If I can be the only person that can wear black, I'll go.
No. You ain't even, we ain't even going to talk about this bullshit right now on the show because Reno's going to be there regardless. Like, if I got to get a ninja to bring his fucking ass to the show. And I know.
And I'll whoop his ass, too.
What the fuck, Ellie? You ain't no match for my ninja. Get the fuck out of here.
I'm going to come in there like, yo, Reno, I need to do a new hot 16.
We're
going to grab his ass and bring him in the truck.
Yeah, we're going to do that too. But that's going to be like a movie. He's going to piss his pants, my ninja, coming to the studio and shit. He's going to know what it's about. We're going to have some fun tonight on the show.
I like that number.
Key West, because it's probably somebody important.
Yeah, go ahead and
reply. He said we going to act like we going to do
no,
a
hot 16.
No,
stop. I
want to
say hello. I got to say hello. When the block number calls, nigga, we got to say hello. We got to at least open up the mic.
If they call back at any time, you got to open the mic.
You got to
open the mic. See what that shit about.
Yeah, and then we can get into the show. Keep the show moving.
I think
it's
Pam Link, girl.
is the number on there?
No, she seen them pictures and she like, I want to know everything.
What about your girl? How's she gonna feel about your pictures?
Well,
excuse me. Damn. Woo.
They go on Facebook.
Woo. What's, we need that fucking sale when somebody say something deep and she's like, you know how I sit down, like, ooh, like, we need that. Okay. My status say single 2-8. Shout out to the single motherfuckers. Can we play for the single motherfuckers? Who sells status say single? Girls, Reno? Yeah. Single.
You already know I'm single.
Like, I put it to you like this. Like I said, my status this morning, all them girls are talking to me. I still take care of bills. I make sure the kids is good, but my penis belongs to me.
I know that's right. They got to the man.
That's some real ass shit.
You know what I mean? There ain't nothing wrong with it. You know what I mean? You gotta play your part. We're going to play some music after we ask Cam Link the topic question. Because, you know what I mean? I don't know if you was paying attention on Facebook. You know, we want to talk. We want to know what's good with you.
Yeah,
we're going to get into it.
The big topic is one night stand.
Oh.
I want the ladies joining in on the show. You never know. That might have could have been a girl calling in from a private number because she don't want us to know.
That's on her. I'm about to text Denise and tell her to call her.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Time to go in. But no, Cam Lee, what's good? One night stands, are you against them? Do you like them? Do you freak with them?
Well, they work.
They work?
Yeah.
Oh, he ain't never had one. He said it too much.
You got to be on point with this shit, or Key West not going to believe you now.
I've been reluctant to, you know what I'm saying, expose a lot of shit, man, but yeah, I've had a few on occasions, you know what I'm saying? Oh, here y'all go.
That's not me, that's Key West. That was Reno.
Hey.
Either way, you were booed. I agree with the boo. I would have booed you. But for real, you have to be open on the show. Let's all breathe and be open. Feels good, doesn't it? We're all open. We're all going to share. We're all going to have some fun. You know what I mean? No, not that type of open. We're all going to have some fun tonight on the show. Playing some music. I said it, but you all know what I meant. Y'all know I definitely try to get in my yoga. I try to do it every day, but lately I've only been in like 3 days a week. I feel sad. It's like, too busy. And then I like to sleep a lot lately. I don't know what that means.
Yo, big up to my watch on my profile picture. That John Shane.
Yeah, Key West was talking about that earlier. I gotta see that. We're gonna check it out tomorrow. Check out my pictures too. Pictures are a beautiful thing. Who the fuck is that? I'm tired of my
fucking.
Do?
Why
are
you taking me to every last one of them?
I don't know. I wanted you to see
what you're trying to do is like every picture. Oh, Next picture. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's what you
mean.
Down ever
again. You know what I mean? That's me wagging my boy to the picture.
Yeah, but not do that ever again.
No,
you
will
not doing that to that
picture. He was.
That's
not
taking
hair
picture.
Off the phone. It's not your sound alike.
God damn it. Listen. You gonna be appreciative to the female callers? God damn it. Mr.
Okay.
Reno, stop making noise.
It was
like
Jasmine Blank. That's the one that I took the pictures with.
Yeah, that's what I said.
We could talk later, Reno, about what you was doing in my picture.
Oh.
We could talk later. You don't have to tell everybody. But no, listen, some anonymous person sent me, because y'all know my status for the night. I said, join in. The call, tonight's topic, one night stands, and don't act like you ain't had one or a few. Music and fun. Let's go, right? So, I'm getting a text from some person who sends me, that's some adult talk. I was hoping we could have got on some adult shit, but not all on the air. But we could have had that discussion face to face. Fuck out of here. What is wrong with you? Like, who says that? What is wrong with you? Like, what is wrong with the bull? Why is he coming at me like that? Is that a way? Would that be a open door to say something like that? That's what I'm saying. Like, I just want to know. It went over my head a little bit. No?
I don't know. Depends on what he said.
That's what he said. Like, why is you worried about talking some adult shit with me one-on-one? We could talk about that. I'm talking about my show and one-night stands, not me and you having one, you fucking kid. Like,
oh, he thought that was the green light. That's what that
I
was.
I feel so. I'm like, is that leeway? Was that leeway?
Yeah.
Female breathing is green light for me. She breathe.
You
I'm glad hosts want to do
we, we about to play some music because I got to make this phone call and find out what the fuck is wrong with the bull. If you ain't got no swagger or something, I don't even, you know what? Certain shit you just don't address, so I'm ignore that situation. Because I ain't got nothing nice to say.
We
got a caller. We got a caller. I ain't got nothing nice to say to that guy. Who's the new caller we got left?
We got 44. 358.
484-358. Welcome, welcome to Philly Shine. What's good? Hello? What's your name? Where you calling from? You don't want to say hi? Okay, maybe they just want to listen. Let them just listen. Oh, yeah, that's my peoples. Shout out to Haas. We're going to be going in this Friday. That's my peoples are listening on the line. There's nothing wrong with just listening. I'm sure he probably, but we ain't even going to go there. But we're going to have some fun this Friday. Everybody get down to the terminal. We're going to have some fun. You see me there. We're going to check out some music. Shout out to my boy.
I'm going to have some fried rice.
Oh, yeah, we're going. Oh, no, you got to order some pizza from the pizza store. They don't have deliveries.
No, y'all going to have that fried rice and that romaine.
No, I don't want those.
Said,
I don't want that shit.
You said 10 minutes.
10 minutes. No, I want him to give me a massage long time. But we
going to have that romaine. 10 minutes.
QS, you stupid.
Like,
we're
going
to take some music. Shout out to my boy, D-Sticks, Dollar General. That's my shit. You see me, motherfucker. You see me. Definitely a hot song. All right, my people say you're going to call back. Definitely a hot song. We're going to check in. I don't know if I'm going to make this call. I really ain't got nothing nice to say.
What's under, honey?
Dollar.
Hey. Oh. Hey. Y'all, we going in, right? You ready? I'm ready. Let's hit it. You see me, motherfucker, grab my attention. And I went up and down, cause we always get bit. You see me, motherfucker, take a look at our wrist across the diamonds, always shining, cause we keep them all split. You see me, more money, motherfucker, I'm rich. And then nigga, fall like this. Hey. You see me, motherfucker, more money, more crime, more quick. Now they throwing me the Gucci. Shit, everything changed when they see me in that Louis. And I don't even pop them, I just let them give me chewy. Send them back to their hubby like, nigga, don't touch me. I'm smooth like a Barbie hoe. Slide like a bird. Get ballin' like an underarm. Fresh as a deodorant. Top down, no test. Hey, bye, no, it's him. Black on black, try to hold with diamonds.
You don't know it's him.
Rockstar lifestyle, Mike, don't make it fit. Don't bring your white cloud, nigga, I take it fit. All that ice out, hey, bye, no, I'm rich.
What?
Never wipe out who the shit. That nigga Dollar, that's all them hoes hollering. My money super thick, your money model thin. She don't suck it right, but she take a lot of dick. If a coupe still a little loose, you know what it is.
And I went up and down, cause we always get bent. You see me, motherfucker, take a look at our wrist. Across the diamonds, always shining, cause we keep them all lit.
You see me, more money, motherfucker, I'm rich. Ain't a dead nigga falling like this.
You see me, motherfucker,
more money, more crime, more.
Hello, I know you see me, I'm everywhere you go. You wanna be me, but you can't be me, no. I'm eating Wheaties, Wheaties, and I'm about to grow. And if I'm sitting now, then I'm about to blow. I'm like a blind bitch, I'm in my prime, bitch. I only want a pretty girl if she a prime chick. 1970, so I'm okay to grind fit. Niggas can't fuck with me, I
move, roll, fly shit.
You so high, Trish, Louis shoes, stop it. Somewhere in the tropics,
plane ride,
rather in the cockpit, back to the project, full bottom, full blow. 19
an object.
Get it? I ain't gotta tell you what's the time frame. We doing numbers like a time max. Big head, big head, lens, big rig. You looking through the scope, you can spot me. You see me, motherfucker? Red for resistance, and I went up and down, cause we always get bit. You see me, motherfucker? Take a look at our wrist, a couple of diamonds, always shining, cause we keep them on lit.
You see me, more money, motherfucker. I'm rich, ain't a dead nigga ballin' like this.
You see me, motherfucker?
More money, more crime, more clips. Wanna hate, nigga, hate on me.
I know you. I know they got it. I gotta go check in on Thundercat Studio. See what they doing. Shout out to Dollar the General and D-Stacks. Much love. We having fun on the show. Cam Links is about to get into his one-night stand story. I'm saving mine for a little bit.
Hold on, can we go
show
to the block callers? Because they just keep calling back. They persistent.
All right, we're going to check in on a private caller who probably is important. Welcome, welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Private caller or
What's good? Hello?
You just called in. Say hello, please.
You just called the line.
Press star 6-7.
If you don't want to talk, then go to BugBandTV magazine, DialaSite.com, and listen to her on there, PS Radio.
Yeah, because Key West going to keep banging on you.
In other words.
Hey, no, Key West don't bang on
them. Oh, too late. My finger slipped.
Damn, you guys.
What?
You are. It is what it is. Are we going to stop?
Another one bites the dust.
It might be just somebody trying to just listen. I don't know what drives people to do stuff, but we can't always get upset. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I just told them where to go. BugBandTV magazine.
DialaSite.com. Big ups to.
Oh, they y'all.
One of the bosses. I had your back, though. Did you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
My boss. You one of my bosses. I liked it. Shout out to Black Barbie. Buck Bandit Barbie came through Diamond Spotlight this past Sunday.
Had some nice vocal
we had fun. Yeah. Like, it was so much fun. My cousin Dina was there. Fucking Amy was there. Shout out to Ashley that was there. Yeah. Or was it Lindsay? I forget her name. No, her name's Ashley. Shout out to Ashley. My sister was there. My other cousin was there. Shout out to my sister, the Star Maid. Shout out to Seema, the Philly It Girls, Toxic K. Oh, my goodness. Shout out to you, Khadijah. You did your fucking thing. She was the last artist to perform. And she definitely killed it. Like, it was amazing. The show was just, like, crazy from start to finish. A little shaky, a little bit. Motherfuckers wasn't listening, but it is what it is. We always have fun, and at the end of the day, it's definitely about the unity that we show when networking. I had to cuss a couple people out. My God, when will I not have to cuss people out? And there's always something new. We're going to talk about that a little later.
Damn, wow. I see Wes had a lot of fun. I'm looking at these pictures right now. You was getting the service. Yeah, you was getting the service done, huh?
Oh, yeah.
He was. He was definitely in your bag as usual.
A few more hits she had. What the fuck? God damn, she was just that close.
I didn't even get to really have no dancing fun like I wanted to.
You ain't see the other part I did.
What other part?
She almost forgot that she was in the club.
You know what? Key West, it's cool. We're going to get into some more music. I'm going to go into some of the Storm Men, play some A music. I had fun. Check out the show from Sunday night. It was my last transmission from my computer because then somebody fucking poured a drink on my fucking computer all dumb.
Sorry.
No, it wasn't even you. It was some dumb person. And then he wanted to apologize to me. I'm like, would you just get the fuck out my face, please? I hit you with this computer. Like, I'm trying to fucking beat him with this shit. Like, move. Like, I don't get people. But I want to check it on some of Vinny Blanco's music. What I played? This Sunday I played the one, I think. Is that what it's called, Key West?
The one.
I don't know.
Oh, this one?
This one. Yeah, I played that shit Sunday. I want to hear that shit again. And also a couple DJs were saying that they like that track. So I'm going to go into that joint from my boy Vinny Blanco. I'll play that shit Sunday.
Oh,
yeah,
I see Melissa.
Shout out to Melissa calling. She came through. Definitely did a thing. Let's open up her line. Say hello. Welcome to Philly Shine.
I was on while she was talking to me. I was going to grab her. Hello.
Hi, everybody.
Welcome
back
to the show. How you doing? Did you enjoy yourself Sunday?
Yes, honey, always.
Always.
I enjoyed you.
Shout out to my girl, Classy Star, killing it in the fucking bathroom, okay? She ain't even get to perform. She is such a fucking diva. That's my cousin, huh? She was singing.
In the bathroom?
No, she was singing. She was killing it. She was singing.
Oh, I thought you said she was getting killed in the bathroom. I lost sight.
Who would have got killed in the bathroom?
that's how it goes down. No, that's not how it goes down. People get killed in secret places.
Big ups to Melissa. She looked very nice on Sunday.
Yeah, I liked the white. You looked gorgeous.
Thank
Definitely
you.
Definitely we had fun. All the ladies were dressed nice. We all had a good time. You enjoyed yourself too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, all due
what
respect.
Time did you leave? Wait, I asked her a question. What time did you leave, Melissa?
When it was over.
Oh, so are you sure about the date today?
I gotta say this with all due respect, Melissa, you have a great rap.
Key West. They don't even need to repeat that. Don't worry about what he said. Key West is so immature sometimes.
Oh, listen, I wasn't
immature.
I was
next to you.
I'm sorry. What he meant to say, Melissa, let me speak for Key West, because sometimes Key West get a little out of line. Let me say what he was trying to say. Basically, with all due respect, you have a nice rack.
Well,
you guys teaming up on
that was nice.
Listen, no. We're gonna get into that music for my boy Vinny Blanco, and I'm about to take these guys to the other room. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Mister, I'm about a dollar, cause you know. Okay. Vinny Blanco. Check it, listen, when the last time you seen Vinny on some old weak shit? Low shirt, tree shit, low shirt, sneak shit. When they come to bitches, low sell on the beat shit. When they come to drama, keep the hand on the heat shit. Never sweet kid, keep the gun cocked often. Problem with a nigga, didn't see him cause I offed him. Wanna see your man again? Look inside his coffin. Your employee niggas gonna know that Vinny bossing. Stay coughing, hydro in the jaw, mo with the bar, getting head up in the car. Drop the top of the whipping knife, just to look at the stars. With the guns in the trunk, just in case of the war. Rosé pour, and you know it's going bubble. I don't like tipsy, I sip till I see double. Came up off dope, $20 off a bundle. Vinny the hottest in town, why you looking puzzled, nigga?
I had a better hook, but I forgot the word.
Damn.
So you stuck with this one, but it's still a hit.
True.
I got it for cheap, I suggest that you get a brick one. But you cannot fuck with this one.
Y'all can't fuck with this one, nigga.
You can't fuck with this one.
This one me right here.
I said, you can't fuck with this one.
Yeah, we all ready.
I said, you can't fuck with this one.
Vinny Blanco.
I said, you can't fuck with this
I'm
one.
I'm on another note. Why you think the girls love me? See Vinny up in the street, they try to hug me. Catch him on a DL, say he's seeing them rub me. In the bedroom, they say no one's above me. Ask your baby mom, cause she be calling me boo. And your new girlfriend, she be calling me too. You can even ask your sister, she just called me a screw. Lucky I ain't meet your mom, cause I'll be fucking her too. Cause I like the type of chick that suck my to his blue. But I share mine, that's why I hurt a chick with my crew. But I'd rather be getting money, dropping verses on Clue. For my Westfield niggas, they be spitting it too. Love any this bitch, cause you know what's probably new. Real end at 12 o'clock, I'll be spitting till 2. Sick ass flow, about to name my album The Flu. Getting all the honey, like my name was Winnie the Pooh. What you JT money, why you keep saying who? I'm like the rap Iverson, you can't just call me the truth, man.
I had a better hook, but I forgot the word.
Yeah.
So you stuck with this one, but it's still a hit.
Uh-huh.
I got it for cheap, I suggest that you get some grip.
Get
one. But
nigga.
You cannot fuck with this one.
No, nigga.
I said you can't fuck with this one.
Yeah.
I said you can't fuck with this one.
Yeah, that's me saying
that. I said you can't fuck with this one.
Yeah, all the
time. I said you can't fuck with this one.
Yeah. It's your boy Vinny Blanco, man. Hey, look, I'm sorry, Jay. I had to breathe life back into it, man. At least one time. Vinny Blanco. Mr. I'm about a dollar, cousin. Uh-huh.
We're going to check out some more of the Storm Boys. We're like Key West. Pick the song he wants to hear. I really love Key West.
How come Key West get to pick the song? How come I can't?
Because I fucking said so. You was misbehaving. So you already
Yo,
in trouble.
Yo, who do you think you're talking to? I'm picking the Key West song.
Man. You sound real gay.
One of y'all picking. I know.
Yeah,
I like this song.
Fire.
This is my shit. Yeah, I can't even talk to you. I got to listen.
take her out, cause she's so sad. Down on my knees and ask my Lord to keep me clear from the devil, cause my girl, she's on fire. Yeah, I hear that everything so cool.
Yeah, come on, listen. Shorty gotta be the baddest chick around, from the feet to the top of a crown. Always fly, always chill with the smell good. That's why I gotta bless her with the good wood. She's on fire for me. Fuck my face if you please. Keep it sexy's the key, and I drop to my knees. That pussy's gooder than a motherfucker, and when I'm in it, get me harder than a motherfucker. That's cause she keep it tight and wetter than a motherfucker. No others on her level, none near a motherfucker. She got them packs up in the right places. I like to lick them, kiss them, make her make them nasty faces. You know it's feeling good, you know it's feeling right. I hope you got a sitter, cause I want you all night. The head keep it down, the ass it must stay up. I'm going in, that's how I like to fuck. You say you like it rough, tug at your hair a little. I flip you on your back, I wanna work the middle. I hit it harder, I wanna see them titties bounce. You yell your dick's the best, it's thicker than a 20 ounce. I know you thirsty, baby, come and drink this Pepsi. On 69, let's go, I hope your ass is ratty. Girl, I know you bout it. I know you bout it. You ready for daddy?
Yeah, I'm ready for daddy.
I know you is. Man, that ass is on fire.
It is, baby.
I'm a bad, I'm a man, kerosene. She's on fire, pull her out. As a matter of fact, take her out. Got on my knees and let my love that keep me clear from the devil, cause my girl, she's on fire. Yeah, for everything is so cool.
Listen. I'm a big nigga, so come and kiss my tummy. I tear that ass up, you'll think I fuck for money. I'm gonna put it down, I'm gonna put it in. My sex drive crazy, girl, I hope you bring a friend. I'll lick your clit for fun, I'll even toss your salad. So come and take a ride, I bet you add some mileage to your sexy ass. Come and mount my stallion, I'll leave that pussy swollen, and now have you smiling. I know she's on fire, I know she's on fire, I know she's on fire, I know she's on fire.
Public, give it away. Give away your number.
We were having some fun. Key West, that song is Trouble. You know what I mean?
I know, right?
That's on the mixtape that's coming out, so, you know.
Tell everybody about the mixtape and your upcoming this Sunday. It
this
don't
Sunday,
stop
we
at Mill Creek. We this shit is phenomenal. Industry risers come through, sign in. Get there at 8 o'clock, artist. It's so important for you to arrive at a show on time. I don't stress this enough. Because by the time it goes in, we in there. And y'all got to join
in. Nicer and more organized than me. Like, she had the nice little list before everybody got there.
Yeah.
You get the mobs and I'm like, yo, put your name on that paper. Let's say I'm number 30. Well, that's what you are, then, kid.
Listen, I had everybody organized. Now, listen, I actually got into an argument, and I'm going
to
address this. Because
you
got to call us
online. You want to go to college first or?
All right, yeah, no, just real quick. This one artist was saying, oh, you're letting all your friends perform. No, sweetie. I had, we checked Facebook. HONESTPHIRE. I've been promoting the artist for weeks. So we definitely had a great show. I mugged only two people. It was phenomenal. Diamond Spotlight. Everyone had a great time. But who's the caller we have?
we got 215-771.
Welcome to Philly Shine.
Hello?
215-771. Hello?
Yes.
Yes, what's your name? Who's this?
This is Denise Anisha from the Prospect Chicks.
What's up, y'all? iOS, what's up?
What's up, baby? What's up?
Hey, love, what's good with you?
That's a button, mashed potatoes.
Did
mashed
you ladies have a good time this Sunday?
Girl, I was looking at them pictures. Whoa,
I seen them pictures. It's Nisha in the building.
Hey, Nish, damn, baby.
Tell everybody what y'all was doing on Sunday, and then we're going to ask you all the topic questions. I'm going to ask you the question, Melissa. Like, you know, we're not going to shy away from it. We having fun. I hope Key West told you. But tell everybody about Diamond Spotlight, girl.
It went down, ass up, face down. You know how I do.
Get them, girl.
We had some Thanksgiving dinners that night.
Oh my God.
I had all my
bed. You had so much fun. You definitely. I'm off this picture, okay, y'all?
What's up, JB?
All I got to say is, what kind of salad dressing you prefer?
That's
the private call I keep hanging up on, too. Like, it's starting to be like a game.
We're going to have a private call after we play a little bit of music. This is my favorite song from me right now. Since the private caller's on the line, we're going to just let you know.
I hung up on them already.
Well, they'll probably call back during the song.
Yeah,
but I want to hear my shit. Honest Fire, yeah. Then we're going to go into the rest of my story. It's midnight. It's going to be midnight, you know. I'm
going
to share my story. We're going to get into the lady's story. We're going to have some fun. Philly Shine. You got me, Reno?
Oh.
Key West.
Oh.
What they do it. What they do it. What they do
in the building. You know it. What's good with these girls? It's about entertainment. She ain't gonna get in my way. Not a bitch, not a nigga, nobody. I'm repping X Squad, Thundercat, Southwest, Philly. More things to come.
Let's go.
Hit the cheating nigga up. On my way to pop up. Knock, knock, what's up? I smash the window to your truck. Then I'ma shop again. Spending money, season check. But too many times, cold rain. I went up to Hay Spring Fling. Party is sending with the AC winning. Bent, and it only took me about a minute. If I got a man, there's nothing left to mention. Cause I'm ballin' on the field. And he catching what I'm pitching. Yep, 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 yep.
This what
TVMagazine.yolasite.com to check on some of the work. And how do they even get in contact with you? Do they call your phone? Do they email you?
I don't like keeping my number public like Key West, cause, and you and
my
Key West, because, you know, y'all constantly promote like that. But the way to get at me is either on Facebook or through email. Facebook.com/BuckBanditReno or Facebook.com/BuckBanditTV, whichever one. And
I want some cereal.
Email.
I just had some Captain Crunch.
I got some Apple Jack, banana
nuts.
How is that freaky?
You said
when
banana.
I first heard that, I thought that was you, honest.
You said banana nuts. Yeah.
Ha! You know what? I think I'm going to get some Frosted Mini Wheat. You guys, I wanted to go to the studio tonight because I definitely look super cute. You know what I mean? Like, I got a little white mini skirt and a yellow top. I look like a...
Ooh, I know a game we can play. What do all the women in the line got on? Yay.
No, we're not playing that game. I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah.
We could have. Now, see, you know what? We all do need to get in front of a webcam. Big up to you, Prospect Tick. But no, we all got to definitely one-time plan, a time we're all, like, on BuckBanditTVMagazine.yolasite.com together. Like, just simultaneously showing what we're wearing. Maybe some people might want to do a little striptease, because if you're in the privacy of your home, I've never wanted to be a stripper, but I've always wanted to do, like, a striptease for a man. You know what I mean? Like get all dressed sexy. I tried to do it for my last boyfriend, but he just started doing it to me. But I want to be able to... Get a whole routine out the way, like a little song, at least a song. You know what I mean?
at least one song, 4 minutes or something. A little 4 minutes to show off.
if I start up a new promotion, which has actually been questioned, do I want to do it? Like a little loot promotion is going to be like crazy. All y'all come.
I think that's a great idea. Like a lot of people are doing it. Let's do it.
Five chicks, y'all coming?
Yeah, we coming. We definitely in the house. We ain't gonna miss out.
All
right. We all gonna have some fun.
We got some
and
more
we
callers
ask,
on the line too.
Are we gonna go into the new callers and then we gotta ask Melissa the topic question? You know what I mean? I know
we
I had one.
All these girls the topic question.
We all gonna ask everybody. We gonna start it off with her.
That's cool.
Who's the first? Who's the caller we have? Key West.
We got 267-670.
Yeah, that's
welcome,
me.
Welcome to Philly Sound. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Philly.
What's your name?
They can hear us?
My name's Jarrell.
Jarrell?
Yeah.
Oh, you on the phone by yourself? You have somebody else with you?
I have somebody with me.
Hello? How you doing?
You got somebody with him.
I saw I had
what's your name?
Black Barbie Vixen.
Huh?
Black Barbie.
Yeah.
Oh, Blake Barbie and Jerome together. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
That's the way Reno would like to welcome everybody into the show. How you guys doing tonight? Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Doing good.
You want them for not knowing who it was and push the button.
We can hear you guys. It's cool. It's
oh,
cool.
They can hear me?
But
I can't.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. We can hear you, Jarrell. We can hear you, Black Barbie.
All right.
Can you hear us?
Right. Yeah, we can hear y'all.
All right, cool. Good. Now we're getting ready to ask Melissa the topic question. And then we're going to ask Prospect Chicks the topic question. We're having fun tonight on Philly Sun. Definitely welcome to the show. Barbie, did you have fun this Sunday when you came to
Diamond Spotlight? Yes, I did. Oh, my God. Yes, I did have fun. I wasn't expecting it to be that fun. I thought it was going to be like 8 Mile, like Eminem movie. I didn't think it was going to be like that. Like, it was fun. It really was. Like, it was fun. I had fun.
You didn't see Rabbit. You didn't see Rabbit.
Ladies, everybody, please know me and Key West, we run a great event where you can definitely bring your friends, family, and the ladies come out, and it's not on some old nigga shit. We take the nigga shit to the back, to the side, to the alleyway, like, you know.
Papa Doc is dead. Papa Doc and Rabbit was dead,
Shut up. We have fun, but I'm glad you enjoyed yourself.
Yeah, I had real fun.
Bobby scared me.
I definitely get that. I didn't get that invite, though.
Yeah, I know. I didn't even know I was going. I went with Caddy Girls.
Okay.
Okay. Well, we're going this Friday. I'm hosting an event at the 69th Street Lounge also. Come out there. Kool-Aid Colors is the theme. You can wear what you want. And then also, back this Sunday at Mill Creek, we have the Industry Risers Talent Showcase and Fashion Show. Who's in fashion? Who's going to have fashion, Key West?
Oh, we ain't got no fashion.
Well, Prospect Chicks going to show off some fashion. Y'all got to change y'all clothes with me this time. Chicks, come on. Now, Niche, Denise, what's good?
Right, come on now, honest.
Am I the only
honest.
Person who's changing their clothes?
Honest.
They only can do it unless I'm watching. That's how that's going.
Oh, my God. Links, keep it in your pants and not on my time. Thank you.
Denise, what?
I don't think y'all get how difficult that is.
I can't hear him. Y'all, damn. I had to holler at him and shit. Y'all go fuck. Shut the fuck up.
I like it when you tell me what to do.
I know you do. Keep your hands off of it. Let me touch it. It's like, no. Back to the prospect shit. Are you ladies going to be changing your clothes with me during the next event? We will do that. Yeah, we gotta switch it up. We gotta bring a big bag. I'll be bringing a big ass bag. Like,
should I
just
wig.
that's my new wig. I'm not gonna change it for a while. Melissa,
yeah, honest, you took me out with that one.
Melissa,
like, you can't change clothes with a different wig. I'm like, I was looking at you like,
you liked the little pink thing too, didn't you? That was cute. I couldn't hide it. I liked it. It was a part of the outfit.
I'm on this line trying to be on my reality TV show, so I'm a cute one.
I need to fucking
hosted by Island Fire. I'm hosting every fucking thing. If I ain't fucking
for the love of Key West.
Yeah.
You know.
No, if it gets some love from Key West.
Island Fire,
yeah, basically. It's gonna be called the only love of Key West because Key West has a lot of love to give. Right? We need to find a lady who just only deserves it. He might end up with two or three.
Hold on, that's not the concept I had in mind.
Oh, well, shut up. That's what I'm talking about.
I just wanted to hit random.
Oh, my
rolling
God.
My damn eyes. Like, I'm rolling my damn eyes if you can't see me. God, see what?
You can roll them all you want because you can get a special episode, too.
Whatever.
Ooh.
Yeah, he just told me he'd fuck me right on Philly Shine. Whoop-dee-doo. No. Melissa, the topic of the night.
Hurt.
We talking about one night stands. Like, have you ever had one? And if so, like, we gotta hear the story. And then
oh my God.
Oh no.
I know. Me too. I definitely have one.
Nisha, you got one? You got one, Barbie?
So good.
Yeah. My virginity was a one-night stand.
No, really?
Wow.
Wait a minute. What? So you still in love with somebody you don't even know?
It was on accident.
Wait, tell us. What happened? Let's hear this.
I was like 14. Thought I was grown at a party. We had like gin and 7-Up. Like...
We had
like
gin and 7-Up.
No, that's Black Barbie.
Oh, that's Melissa?
Oh, that's Black Barbie?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They cut it before I can even say anything.
Okay,
yeah.
No problem.
But go ahead and sound good. I'm listening.
Go ahead, finish the story, Black Barbie.
Yeah, I was like 14, all hype, had gin and 7-Up, thought we was a shit, plastic cups, everything, little get together, and in Indiana, I'm from Indiana. We have this thing called All Night Skating. I met this guy from All Night Skating, seen him at the party. My boyfriend got mad and left because I kept going in the living room with him. So I was really upset. So the boy was like, let me talk to you. He took me in the room, and he didn't want to talk. So it went somewhere else. And
in other words, your boyfriend was right to be upset.
Yeah, he was upset. I kept going in the living room with the one guy and going back in the room with him. Like, they didn't even know that each other was even at the same party. I kept shifting the room.
Because he wasn't stupid. Let's face it.
Yeah,
like you said, trying to be grown.
Yep, exactly. And I mean, I ain't gonna lie. I don't even know where he's at. Like, I seen him, like, that was the last time, the first time.
See, no
more.
You know what? Was that your one of many, or is that just your only?
Oh no,
one
my
had?
First one and last one. No,
yeah,
no, right. Never again.
Yeah, because like you don't want to be stuck in a person that don't know you, like, ladies.
Why not?
Like,
exactly.
It's just so much better, y'all. Boo you, sucker! I'm rolling my eyes again, shit. I'm just saying, not getting upset, but on some real shit, you get... All right, I'm going to tell you my story. Shut up. So, anyway, who's making noise?
I don't know. Who's playing music?
Okay. But, you're muted for a second. But, like, my story, like, I was talking to this guy, whatever. You know what I'm saying? We're talking for a couple weeks. I'm thinking, you know what I mean? It's all good. So, our first date or whatever... we go get Long Islands, and I didn't know what Long Islands could really do to me. And I was thinking I could drink everything, right? So my story the same as hers. I got fucking smashed. And what was crazy about me, like, I got a tolerance so high, it didn't even kick in until I got in a car. Like, at first I was, like, good. I had, like, 4 or 5 Long Islands that y'all know. They sneak up on you. They creep, and then they get you.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
All I remember is just, like, waking up. Like, I would just see him on top of me, see him to the left, and, like,
oh, my God.
I was, like, I'm out of this kid. I had no control. Like, it was like, whatever. Then I woke up. I just felt all tired.
Wow. Oh, my God.
I woke up tired, right? I woke up tired as shit. And he wouldn't even look at me. He's like, you want breakfast? You want this? I'm like, what the fuck?
He wasn't
like,
like,
I felt responsible. I was like,
honestly,
I'll
tell you something real quick, though.
What?
That wasn't the one night stand.
I never called him again. Like, I saw him again.
But
like,
you knew him already. He offered you breakfast. Like,
can I come off when I see him, please?
We're going to let Melissa talk. All right, fuck you, Key West. My story is the one-night stand category.
That is not a one-night stand.
Fuck you. I said it was category.
Just my ass.
No,
I didn't want to stand. I couldn't stand another night of that.
Melissa. Well, yeah, we got to go get it to you, girl. We're going to check it on some music. Definitely shout out to Black Barbie Learning. I learned, too, damn it. Only 3 Long Islands.
Like, you didn't wake up sore?
Yo, I woke up sore. I was tired.
Yes.
Was
oh, my goodness.
But,
I don't even know it.
I had more like a one-day stand.
A one-day stand?
It wasn't at night time.
I want to hear Melissa.
What happened? Tell us
story,
your story, what? Melissa.
What?
Fuck you. My story was awesome. Like, I probably got done in my ass and not known it. And shit.
Oh, my God. Now, you would have known
I
that.
I swear. My shit. Even my asshole hurt. I ain't going to lie. Like, in the past, I've never did it, like, in my ass. So, I don't know how far. I'm going to tell y'all the truth. Like, I don't know how far this guy got. Like, I don't know. I was hurting. And I was just like, fuck you. Every time I would see him, like, I would still see him around. He'd be like, yo, Wally, you need anything? What's up? Why are you? You want to ride? You want this? You want some money? You want to go out? You want to go shopping? I'm like, no. Like, no. I don't want nothing you got. You fucking freak. Like,
he wasn't trying to freak you out.
He did everything he never did.
No, man, he probably did. Damn, so good. No, man.
He was
trying
to wipe you.
He was
just
quiet
after that
night, right? I want to
tell my story.
No, Melissa was next.
We're going to get it to you, Jarrell. We got you, Jarrell. So go ahead, Melissa. Finish your story, your day. No, your daytime stand. I was fucking saying. One day
stand. Don't be talking about our night together, either.
Ooh, shut up.
Oh, my God.
This is full of shit. All right, Melissa, your turn, honey.
Because y'all is crazy. Anyway, so I'm waiting for the trolley on my way to work, and I was late. And some guy that always come to my job. Like, we never really acknowledged each other. But he always come to my job, but we never really said nothing to each other. So he like, I'll take you to work. When he's coming out the store, he like, I'll take you to work. I'm like, well, shit, all right, I'm late anyway. He took me to work, gave me his number, and I called them. Came over my house, and it was a one-day stand, basically.
Oh, so after you got
home. Wait, but it was just, like, crazy because he did shit I never even thought I could do.
Mm.
So it was like, I never called him again.
Oh,
I never called him again. He always called me, but I just never answered or nothing. I never called him again because I was
so
embarrassed.
So, you know, we're going to go deeper into Melissa's story because she actually... Because
I was so embarrassed that I did that, and I didn't even know him.
We got to talk about it because there are people, and it was this psychiatrist book I was reading, and they were talking about why sometimes people like to confide into bartenders and barmaids because they're like a stranger. So you go ahead and
do something, like, you open yourself up to, like, a straight person. I'm never, like, I'm open, but sexually, I know, no. You can't
right.
be a stranger in this pussy. Like, we already learned that. Like, I already learned that in preschool. But, fuck you. We're going to talk about, then we're going to get into the man story. Because we're going to hold off on Melissa because we're going to go into another subject a little bit, probably in overtime. Hannah, fun on Silly Shine. I love it. Definitely you can listen to it if you press PS Radio, BuckBanditTVMagazine.YolaSite.com, where you will catch up on everything that I'm doing because we're staying busy. And what's great about it is we're united with it. So join the unity. It's the fuck on. Jarrell. And we also switch up. Yeah, I'm sexy. Talk about sex stuff on my show. This is Silly Shine. I'm your host, Honest Fire. Tonight's questions, like, no. Tonight's topic is. I had to go Oprah for a second.
I'm listening.
One night stands. Have you had them? Do you plan on having any more? Tell us your craziest story. You got to top our stories. Like, that's what I want everybody. Like, I need people setting the bar.
I got two stories, but I got one that's your top or whatever. I'm a songwriter, and I'm a singer or whatever. So my producer, his cousin came into town. She came from Chicago. And we was in the studio, and I was helping her write this song whatever. And he fell asleep. He's supposed to record this whatever. He fell asleep, whatever, so we just sitting there talking. And then she flirted with me and shit like that. And then he woke up, he went to the bathroom, whatever. And then while he's in the bathroom, you know, I started touching on her and shit like that. And so then he came back, he fell asleep on the computer. And so then she, like, I mean, I couldn't control what she was doing. So she started, I mean, doing shit, going down on me and shit like that. So.
Fellatio.
Always like that.
Yeah, like,
what's wrong with Horatio? You see, that's the reason why I think I'm going to leave fucking people in the music industry alone. Because I swear it just be too much temptation.
It
be too much fucking temptation. I've been in a broken motherfucker's jaw. Like, say if I had been on my pop-up joint, because I'd be popping up. I'd be like, what the fuck?
Like, but the thing is, you gotta know how to control yourself. Because I had girls, like, I had a girlfriend, and I had girls, like, get naked right in front of you, like, talking about, like, fuck me and shit like that. And, like, I got a girl, so I'm not to control myself. So, I mean, at that time, when I did the one night stand, I didn't have a girl. So, I mean, it's whatever. Like, so, I mean, it's just like. I trust the person, whatever. So.
No, it's like, that's weird to me. Because it's okay for a boy to be like, oh, I don't have a girlfriend, so it's like, whatever. But let a girl say, yeah, I ain't had no man, so I can fuck him. It's all right. I ain't had no man.
No,
it's real
not,
corny.
Be like, either way, like, we're women. We have to understand, like, either way, like, we would love for us to, I wouldn't love certain bitches, you know what I mean, think that it's okay to be like, oh, yeah, I'm fucking everybody under the sun. But it's
Why not?
I don't think I would want to be like that neither. Like, even though I got this reputation for being a vixen, and if you see my pictures, like, I look like I'll probably, like, fuck any and everything.
Tell them where they can see your pictures. Tell them real fast. We got to follow.
You can see my pictures on Facebook, Jasmine Barbie Blanks. Or you could just put Black Barbie the Vixen in Google. It'll pop up. No problem. Everything.
I think it's for real, how sexy women are, and, like, ladies, listen to me. Like, we are sexy for a reason. We're supposed to turn a man on without having to do shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
like,
exactly.
Come on,
like,
now. Like,
just make yourself look like it.
Like, the prospect chicks, like, even if they ain't even do shit, they go in. But
yes.
They sexy in a month. Like, what are they? They still on the line. We gotta get them back on the line. But,
I think they was in
their
car, so they hung up.
All right, well, we're going to check in on the rest of the story and how much fun people can
Black
have.
Black Barbie, you scared
me
on Sunday. So. All right.
Why you say that? Uh-uh. Why do you say that?
Wait,
you came up to me like, you came up to me like, you Key West? I was sitting there looking like, oh, man.
What did I do?
Oh, man.
What did I do?
Yeah, I was just really interested.
Like,
the lady that's like the boss or whatever, I don't know her name. What's her name? She was there, too.
Who?
The lady that, like, runs the Barbie thing. Like, who is she?
Oh, Honest. That's me. Honest Fire.
Yeah. Oh, okay, that's you. Yeah, I was like, when I seen her, I was like, oh, that's the lady from Facebook. When you put your hair down, when you had your hair up, I didn't know who you were. When she put her hair down, I was like, oh, that's the lady. That's my boss. That's my boss right there. And because, you know, I'm
definitely
from Indiana. Like, I don't know half the people here. So when he brought me to this, I didn't know none of these guys, none of these people. Like, I didn't know anything.
Well, that's the whole part in the Bug Bandit Network, is for everybody to network with each other and have team members that not going to hate on your time, going to actually try to help you. You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean?
Yeah, we all work together.
So look at that Barbie right there that's talking on the phone, too. Also, on the site, Bug Bandit Barbies. You
mm-hmm,
definitely got to
like
check
Barbie.
Them out. Sexy, fine,
how many people
do
you have listening right
sexually
now?
Man,
we'll find out afterwards, but we'll let you know.
That's great, though.
Oh, I do want.
If you want to show off more things, Jerome, I want to get into you, find out other things that you had going on. But just
a Link's
singer. We're going to talk about Link's story. I want to hear some music. Let's hear.
Shut the fuck up,
man. Let's hear my boy Bobby Bravo featuring Bobby Valentino. She got that fire because.
That's
hot though, right now.
What the fuck? Yeah. Works, right? Okay. Bobby V.
Bravo Young.
She got that fire. She got that fire. With no hands, sit back and admire. She got that fire. She got that fire. Pull up to a thing, you'll get retired.
She got that fire,
yeah.
Highly desire,
yeah.
Body major, ain't nothing minor. Throwing curves like Hershiser. Nipples poking like a pacifier. You won't hit, use a liar. Wear a chest like Esther ass shot. Like Buffy, I be falling in some pussy like a nigga straight clumsy. Man, I like some Becky, but I'd rather have Tiana. Cause she got the kind of body make you go a little longer. Dig deeper. Pound harder, put me in the sleeper. Now I know that I'm a goner. Now there's nothing else to ponder on. Her leg is where I belong. So bad I had to put it on the phone.
She got that fire. She got that fire. With no hands, sit back and admire.
Some connections, hook collabs up with no bribe. Get between a trainer and bringing Nikki for a monot. 5-star chick with them pockets like Mariah. Hit her with the cannon, tell I'm knocking out the fire. If she very limber, bend her over like she Rosa. Put her in the same position that you see up in the posters. Everything gotta match, can't be like Angel Lola. Gotta be more like Amber or bottles of Coca-Cola. She must be a wicked enough to get up in my Motorola. If she's something less than that, she won't get finished from my local.
She got that fire, she got that fire. With no hands, sit back and admire. She got that fire, she got that fire. You ain't up to a thing, you'll get retired.
Don't chase hoes.
No.
I always get shows. New polos, then I'm packing up for Keiko's. Chilling with a cutie with a booty big as J-Lo. Still on my grizzly getting cheese like queso. I like them good girls that use their rock Halos. Beyonce fine, who just love a big ego.
Yeah.
I'm going pro, hitting sacks like the Super Bowl. Running like a colt in a chick, thick as Keisha Cole. The right features, and I hit it to the bleachers, not the keys. Out of Leisha, grand slam on Serena. Go ham up in Megan's goods, right up on Evan Wood. Since I'm a G, I hit the same spot a nigga should.
She got that fire, with no hands, sit back and admire. She got that fire, she got that fire. You ain't up to a thing, you'll get retired.
That's my shit. Love that song. Shout out to my boy Bravo from Disturbing the Peace, Bobby Valentino.
Melissa hung up. He's from Santa Ana.
Oh, Melissa wasn't even done her story. That little, ooh.
Y'all can't talk at all.
I want to believe it. But sometimes you got to keep the people in suspense. You can't give it all to them at once.
I have my Vaseline ready.
You know what? We're going to make that call. We're going to make that call
goodness.
So we can get the story set.
I'm about to call her from my phone, like, hang up on the show, like, finish telling me.
Hey, Honest.
Yes.
I would like to introduce Rel to you properly. Like, he didn't even really tell you, like, who he is. Like, he works he works for Interscope Records. Like, he writes songs for, like, Lady Gaga, Chris Brown, and them. He just got a call from Chris today, and Chris might be buying his song. Like,
you know,
he didn't even properly introduce himself. He acted like he was straight nobody on here.
Why you put me on
blast? Not even that he's a straight nobody, because I already said that
I'm
I was going to ask you to show off, because that's how we do things.
Right.
Listen to the archive shows, you know what I mean? We're all about networking, letting great people work together. We had Warren G on the show, Lil Zane, Wyclef, Trick Daddy. Like, we go in over here. But go ahead, tell everybody, like, your Twitter, your Facebook, whatever.
For me?
Right. Yes.
Future Rel. Oh, man. You go on my company's website, and I'm under another little indie record label, too, called In Your Records. You know, like, we work with a lot of different people. Like, Diamond Cut, she, like, one of the main people that I work with is, like, you know, Gilly, Freeway, like, all them different, like, Philly artists and different things like that. That's who my publishing company is with In Your Records. You know, they I got a lot of producers that help me out. They send me some tracks. Shout out to my man Manny. You know, he sent me some tracks, whatever. I just write to him, you know. I mean, it becomes stressful after a while, because, like, you know, you might get that one call, like, oh, we need it done, like, before the end of the night, you know? Like, after a while, it becomes stressful with different things like that. Like, right now, I'm still working on this Justin Bieber song, and I just finished this Missy Elliott song featuring Drake, because she's coming out with a new album. I finished that a few days ago, so hopefully she like it, whatever. If not, I mean, somebody else will, so. Like,
I know that's right. Definitely bring it to some spot in Philly. Let us have it here. But that's what's up. Are you on Facebook or Twitter too?
I'm on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook is I just changed it. My Facebook is Rels Omega. I mean Rels In Your Records, Austin. So it's like RELLZ, and it's a NLENDYO. Records, and then my last name is Austin, ALSTON.
And how you
spell
your Twitter? Your Twitter name?
It's R E.
Difficult. I come stuck to see you, man.
It's RELLZ 2791.
Okay, that's what's up. Well, I think that's the rest. That's what we're networking. We love that R&B shit over here. I'm not going to ask for anything because...
And I want to let you know, my song is being released on the radio this Friday, 6 o'clock, on Pioneer 9. So, like it's not my individual song. This is what my group I'm with, Team Retro, whatever. Like me and my best friend, he went Interscope, named Derek J. He went Interscope too, and we helped my little young boy Tony. He's 17. You know, he really good though. So we got this song Beyond Me, and you know, I'm about to help Black Barbie. She's about to promote this party, you know, at Mills Creek, whatever. We're gonna be performing there. But we, you know, we getting that together right now, like.
So hopefully, y'all, the Diamond Spotlight or the Industry Risers at Mill Creek, take down my number. I'm gonna give it to you guys.
I got yours,
honey. I give it to you, Jason. All right,
yeah, I got it.
Because we all gotta show off. I wanna play your song on Philly Shine also, because we all had fun here. Like I said, it's about getting fans and not just, I don't know. Not working hard, I guess you could say. Because certain people don't fucking work hard. And fuck them. Not literally.
You can hear it, right? You know?
You want to give it to you? Yeah, email it to me. PhillyShineShow@gmail.
Okay, I got you. Hold on. I'm going
to
do that.
Well, right. I'm about to kill you. I just accepted a relationship request from you on accident. Everybody's going crazy. Everybody on Facebook is like, what the fuck? What the fuck? Like, I did not mean to, like, do that.
Wait, hilarious. How the fuck do you do that?
Yeah, open.
People are paying attention to Facebook.
Yeah,
that's
I just
hilarious.
Accept everything. Like, I get so much stuff, I just accept everybody. Like, everybody's going crazy. I got, like, 30 notifications. Like, what the fuck? Oh, yeah, that's how you do me? Like,
it comes out where you got to fix this shit. Well, that's a, another Facebook moment on Philly Shine.
Oh, my
God.
Shout
out to Key West for not being you tonight.
I know, right?
Oh, I got some moments as we speak. I just was
Key West, go ahead. Key West, hold me down for a minute. Give us a Facebook moment for like 10 minutes. A
Facebook moment? Let me see. Which one? Let's look in my inbox. Well, that's too private. Nah, I can't talk about that one.
Nigga, inbox is crazy.
My inbox is ridiculous.
Mine
I'll tell y'all too. About the- Did I tell y'all about the girl that called me a whore? And then I said, I'm about to read it. She called me a whore. And I said, I'm beyond a whore. She said, so when do you want to roll? I said, what you trying? I said, you want to roll? She said, let's put some butter on it. In other words, she wants to
be a
whore. She's a whore, too.
she really fight. You fighting on me now, Barbie?
Yo, you need to take that. I'm about to go crazy over here.
Let's hear Cam Link's story. Oh, no.
Oh, my
Cam
God.
Link's ain't releasing shit. Sure.
Melissa's story. Melissa.
Yes, sweetheart.
Oh, there you go, Melissa. You left. You left us.
I had to take a quick intermission. I had to do something real fast.
Melissa,
I had to make a phone call.
Yes, that's out.
Who's the second guy? I know that's, what's his name, but who's the
that's
second
Reno.
Guy? Oh, okay. Oh, that's Reno. Nice to meet you, Reno. I never see
that's
him.
That's not Reno. That's Cam Link.
No,
Melissa.
Melissa, you listening?
I want to hang around with Melissa, so.
She gotta finish that story.
Go ahead, Melissa.
I was finished. What else do you guys want to know? Y'all need to be
going deep.
We
wanted to talk about.
We wanted to know
what happened to you because I was asleep. I didn't know what happened.
Well, you gotta send me pictures so I can get a mental image of like.
What's your favorite position?
My favorite.
Oh
well,
yeah,
that is not the topic.
Yeah,
of the
yeah. Everybody's favorite is from the back.
My favorite is in front of Dick every way.
It depends on what
yeah.
person who you
standing
are.
Up.
Sometimes every position is my favorite position.
I like standing
who
up.
Who that? Who said that? Who said that?
I did.
You know who said that.
I like picking a girl up, you know, like lifting her all the way up, either I'll bring her back down, you know.
Yeah, that's nice, too.
My favorite position.
When you get in a chewy,
girl,
it's the best thing in the world. Shout out to everybody who's eating pussy right now.
I could be Melissa.
I know me.
Wait a second. Wait, run that back.
I said I could be, Melissa.
Eating pussy is awesome.
Whipped cream.
My address. I'm going to inbox you my address.
Oh, shit. See? Melissa is starting it off.
Whipped cream.
Because y'all know each other.
Hey, Melissa, you send that joint to me right now, you would just hear my phone line go dead on this radio show.
Oh, shit. No, Melissa, wait till 1 a.m. 1 a.m. Then we'll
have
that's
booty call hours.
It is. Ain't nothing hours. Open but legs in hospitals right now. It's kind of crazy.
hold on, we got a new caller.
In 7-Eleven.
I sent on a new caller.
Hung up. Never mind.
Okay.
So hold on, did everybody get their story on? I want to
hear everybody's
story.
KM Link's
didn't
get his.
KM Link's ain't saying shit.
What,
your woman got your tongue over there? Yo, you ain't going to let that shit go, huh?
We gonna play some music right now. We gotta get people in the mood to really, 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 really let loose. Like, when they played the song earlier, we about to play a Day of Devil play today. Key West, you know what song I want you to play?
What?
It's a double play. The second time we'll hear it for the night. This is the perfect timing for
it. Are you serious? You want that played again?
Yes, shut the fuck up and do it.
Are you talking about the freaky song?
Yes.
Yes. Play that one more time. Play it twice.
Philly Shine, y'all. Kiwa, shout out to Eye of the Storm. We in the building this Sunday. Little Creek.
Take her out, cause she's outside. Down on my knees and ask my Lord to keep me clear from the devil, cause my girl, she's on fire. Yeah, I hear it, I'm saying so cool.
Yeah, come on, listen. Shorty gotta be the baddest chick around, from her feet to the top of her crown. Always fly, always chill with the smell good, that's why I gotta bless her with this good wood. She's on fire for me, fuck my face if you please. Keep it sexy's the key, and I drop to my knees. That pussy's better than a motherfucker, and when I'm in it, get me harder than a motherfucker. That's cause she keep it tight and wetter than a motherfucker. No others on her level, none near a motherfucker. She got them tats up in the right places. I like to lick them, kiss them, make her make them nasty faces. You know it's feeling good, you know it's feeling right. I hope you got a sitter, cause I want you all night. The head keep it down, the ass it must stay up. I'm going in, that's how I like to fuck. You say you like it rough, tug at your hair a little. I flip you on your back, I wanna work the middle. I hit it harder, I wanna see them titties bounce. You yell your dick's the best, it's thicker than a 20 ounce. I know you thirsty, baby, come and drink this Pepsi. On 69, let's go, I hope your ass is ready. I know you about it. I know you about it. You ready for daddy?
Yeah, I'm ready for daddy.
I know you is. Man, that ass is on fire.
It is, baby.
I'm on fire. I'm on main. Kerosene. She's on fire. Put her out. As a matter of fact, take her out. Got on my knees and that's my love. That keep me clear from the devil. Cause my girl, she's on fire. Yeah, for everything is so cool.
Listen. I'm a big nigga, so come and kiss my tummy. I tear that ass up, you'll think I fuck for money. I'm gonna put it down, I'm gonna put it in. My sex drive's crazy, girl, I hope you bring a friend. I'll lick your clit for fun, I'll even toss your salad. So come and take a ride, I bet you add some mileage to your sexy ass. Come and mount my stallion, I
Only that pussy swollen and now happy smiling. I know she's on fire. I know she's on fire. I know she's on fire. I know she's on fire.
She's on fire, she's screaming, she's screaming, she's screaming, she's screaming, I'm a demon, I keep it screaming, like I mean it, then I leave the screaming.
Play Tuesday. You know how we do things. Whatever we want. Shout out to KM Links tuning in on the show. You gotta
Shout out to KM Links now being with the storm, because now he's gonna actually have some music in this On Inspire switchboard.
Get him.
I don't know what to send it to. Honest, I need the email joint. I'll send that email.
I got you. I'm
going
to forward the stuff. I got it yours.
All right.
Yeah, Key West. Hey, Key West. Key West, you know my number by heart now. Melissa.
Forward me that, too. Forward me that. Yeah.
I mean, do you need me to write it down or tell me that?
Look, guys, you crazy. Every time I come on, you just know I'm here.
What do we even have a pretty style wedding? With the 954. You got the 954.
When are we going to have the Philly Shine wedding? Like, we got to have a Philly Shine wedding one time. I'm going to pay for that joint. Yeah, I'm going to pay for that joint. I love weddings. I always cry at weddings.
Ooh.
I don't know. I'm just saying, like.
I thought you meant me. I'm about to say.
It could be you.
All right. I
you
could
be the lucky
Melissa.
Man
I'm
to get married.
I'm about to say now, Melissa, your number just got deleted.
No shit, damn.
I'm
joking.
I got salad dressed in Melissa.
You guys are funny. That sounds
like it's
yes. Can I tell my
story? Yeah, it's Key West's
turn. Yay. All right. You're supposed to make it clear.
All right, look.
This is a clapping sound, a real clap, you know what I'm talking about?
Driving past, what was this, like 2 years ago, driving past 54 from Winfield, right?
Mm-hmm.
Had the music blasting, of course. The girl on her porch dancing, like cutting the rug, killing it. So I'm like laughing at her. I went around the corner, and she signaling to come back, so I went around the corner, like, what's up? She's like, what you doing? I said, nothing. And basically, we got in from there. True story. But then it was crazy. My studio was around there, so I used to always go around there, and I would keep seeing her, and she would, like, signal like she was waving, and I would, like, put my head down like I ain't seeing her.
No, that's not fair. Oh, my God.
That's not even fair. That's not fair, Key West. That's not nice. What does that say about your character?
It doesn't say anything about my character. It says that you knew what this was, so, like, why are you waving?
Mm-mm-mm. Key West, that's a shame. Tell us another one.
TV
we gotta give us. We gonna play another song. You gotta give us another one because we know Key West got more.
Well,
you gotta make up for your storm man, Mr. KM Links being
wanna
boy.
Hear
about
No. Oh God, I want to hear this
Key
one
West.
Because what happened?
No. Key West is gonna be a good boy.
You're
going to be a good boy. You're going to tell us a good, clean, wholesome story. You know?
I ain't got nothing in my repertoire.
Then we're going to talk about freaky shit people do because I ain't into the too freaky stuff. That assholes and more than one person shit. I ain't into that. Like,
you ain't lived life yet.
Oh, you stupid. Whatever, QS. I've lived life.
Honest, you ain't lived life for somebody.
I've lived life.
Hey, what?
I should see your post,
too.
Tell me
how my little wrinkly dust I got. I want a little,
I won a gift basket at Philly, at Diamond Spotlight, because I bought, like, a whole bunch of raffle tickets.
I was the only one that bought tickets.
I was going around the room and telling people to buy tickets, too. Like,
I ain't know about no damn tickets until you won.
For real? They were supposed to be announcing it. Shout out to my host.
You had a whole bunch of them.
Yeah, Philly It Girls, Seema, and Darrell. Yep.
Yeah,
what's going on?
Big up to the Philly It Girls. They was doing their thing.
It's unity, you know what I mean? We all working together.
What was the little red bone one name? I just kept calling her Delicious. She was cracking up because I couldn't remember her name.
My sister.
And the girl Meek killed it on the freestyle.
Who?
What's her name? Meek. She killed it on the freestyle.
Yes, Meek 46th Street.
Yes, love her. She is the bomb.
Who, Lil Thickums?
Lil Thickums.
Yeah, Lil Thickums. That's why I see Connor, because I can't remember nobody's name.
There's nothing wrong with that. I've learned to ask people their names, so I don't call them red shirt, blue pants.
Like when I first met Anna, she was kicked up.
It's cool, though.
Key West and I are friends now.
Wow. We ain't going to talk about what we call Key West. Say no.
What, Ray J?
No, we only call Jay once we got to know you. See how it is once you get to know a person? They start calling you by their name, treating you better. You know what I'm saying? You get a chance to be around them. I don't condone fucking. You don't know. I really don't. Like,
I always
meet a person at the club and want to fuck them. I don't condone that shit. I say we should stop it. I feel like a priest.
Ooh.
A nun.
Yes.
call me a nun, because they should do none of that.
I think I want a relationship with Melissa. I don't
want to
just do it.
Oh, you know what? Sometimes those guys that do that tell a girl whatever she want to hear shit, that's just as bad as lying. You know what?
I'm dead serious. I think Melissa's a cutie.
Uh-oh, they about to get married. Didn't I just say that earlier, Key West?
We ain't got to get
look
married.
At you.
We could be, like, real good friends.
Key West is crazy.
Key West, you're funny. We want to check out some more music. I want to go into my girl shit. Yeah. We're going to go into 730 Driz. We want to check on a new caller. We press the number one. You know what I mean? All you do is press the one, and we'll know that you want to speak on FaceTime. What's the number?
267-988.
Welcome to Philly Sound. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Name is Nafis Stewart.
Welcome to the show. What's good with you? Heavy in the game. What you got coming up? Tell us all what's good.
Ain't nothing, man. Chillin', we got an open mic tomorrow at Matrix.
Oh, each and every Wednesday, right? You're my friend on Facebook. Hi.
Yeah, how you doing?
Yeah, I think I am going to come through Matrix tomorrow to check it out, see what's good. But yeah, let everybody know what's the address, Castor Avenue somewhere.
Yeah, like 6700 Castor. Then we got Big Bangs on Friday.
No, Friday promoting on my show. Whatever. It's where the fuck we gonna be at. Kool-Aid party. Like, no, and then you doing Big Bang on Friday. It's nothing wrong. I'm just joking. Now, Feast, welcome to the show. Okay, but welcome to the show tonight. We have a topic. We're talking about one night stands and crazy stories.
All right, so
you gotta share a story.
I gotta share a story.
Huh?
Jeez. I promote a lot of parties. I love you.
People have gone in tonight on the show. People have had their virginity taken on a one-night stand. People have had one-day stands on the show. People have had studio sex. You got to top somebody's story, Nafis. Come on now.
I ain't out to top somebody's story. Like, I'm a married man.
Oh.
I'm a married man.
I mean, people did it in the past. You don't want to? Okay.
No.
You're not going to force him to stare.
I was in college for a long time. I had a lot of one-night stands.
All right, boo. He was with his sound effects when you need them.
I was being polite to your guest.
But that's cool. Now, he's a married man, hard at work promoting his parties tomorrow, Club Matrix, where we're going to be at. Definitely. People who's not coming to my.
Oh, that's crazy.
So the people who are not coming to 69th Street Lounge, check it out. Big ups to you, Donovan.
I'm getting it all
thank
out
you
now.
So much for
me.
Calling,
I can do
so.
It.
Yes, you are. You definitely do that. We all have fun on Philly Shine. It's all in good fun. He knows he coming in boring. You know we talk about one night stands. He gonna talk about no. I did all this. Give us the presidential. He give us the presidential answer. No presidential responses up in here. You know what I mean?
No.
It's the internet. Do what we want. But I'm gonna show some love to my girl.
Chopping you up.
My girl Driz, 7:30 Driz, 7:30 shit. She's definitely amazing.
Wait, hold on. I got one more before we do that, Honest.
We'll
give him one more.
Norman.
Can't give me the dirty.
You know it. We having fun. Shout out to my girl, 7:30 Records. Driz did a thing this Sunday. She's going to be back this Sunday, too, Mill Creek. It's going down. You got me, Q.A.?
You're now listening to A-Rod Music.
I'm up from 7:30 shit, from 7:30 shit, Trizzy Mac a lunatic, they came my murder shit, or from 7:30 shit, from 7:30 shit, Trizzy Mac a lunatic, they came my murder shit, or from 7:30 shit, from 7:30 shit, Trizzy Mac a lunatic, they came my murder shit, or from 7:30 shit, from 7:30 shit, Trizzy Mac a lunatic, they came my murder shit. You're some crazy shit, territory L.I. ain't talking about time. Better catch fresh spit like a tech, your teammate cannot fuck with my rhyme. My flow is insane, feeling like you bitches is wet. About to go post to all them like the people on the TV snap. I be your some crazy shit, but berserk with a pen get in my palm. About to go loco like your girlfriend catch you cheating with both your baby moms. To be Mac is crazy, you would think they slipped up Nicki in a grip. Ask a question like you write your rhymes, I say, what the fuck do you say? I'm more from 7:30 shit.
1-4, all the doubters, haters, yeah, I can't live without you. Bet them milk, they'll rise to the top. Grab by Polly, I switch it up. Going to Ted Bundy when I'm getting on the mic. You against me, they ain't hardly a fight. Grand so hard, so beauty in the face. All about the money, that's cut to the chase. You already know that I turned shit out. Turned it out, yeah, I turned it out. I'm flipping out like a damn when he catches his daughter trying to see some boys in the house. You'll get slayed, I bring the pain. You Barbie, I'm D.I.J. With the rap shit, I'm about to get paid. Get stabbed in your eye, cause I'm the rain.
She went in, so we're going to show some more love to my boy, Bus Bandit, TVMagazine.YolaSite.com. Where you can find a Barbie, you can find PS Radio, you can find KW Radio. This is Philly Shine. We went in tonight. Shout out to everybody who called in. We wanted it. This is Reno. I don't want it.
Mr. Francis, if you think you're getting money out of me, Reno,
bringing nothing to the table, but you think you're
ready,
right?
Let's
out
go.
Of me.
Don't want it.
Don't want it.
Nah.
Don't want it.
nah. So shorty think cause she bad, she gon' get my cash. Never come out the stash, never will, never have. Cause you only want the paper, you just clocking my math. Wanted you in the beginning, but them feelings are past. You say that guys are all the same, but you want it to last. Your feelings out of control, you destined to crash. See, I ain't with the pivot, these other brothers act. And shorty, once I'm gone, ain't no getting me back. I ain't buying your love, now how silly is that? Don't judge a book by its cover, I know they taught you that. I thought that you were different, but you turned out like the rest. You only want my bread, so I only want your sex. You wanna be my girl, but you'll become my ex. Real quick, I'm quick to tell a bitch if you in the playing games, you tryna leave me open. I'm on the first thing smoking.
You must be playing with me.
I don't want your love, so keep it to yourself. If all you wanna do is use me,
try to set me
up. You saying that you love me, your actions tell me different. I'm trying to teach you independence, so shut up and
listen.
Want me to lay low? I'm trying to stand tall. But when I hit the block, you wanna hit the mall. I'm trying to stack this bread, you wanna spend it all. Is this the cost of love?
I can't afford a bra.
Yeah, I stay on my grizzle, I'm hustling every day. So that don't mean I'm just willing to throw money away. I made it on my own, you said you hold me down. But when I fell off, your ass couldn't be found. I don't care what we was, this what it is now. The kid gone, I see you when I'm back in town. You think you're God's gift?
I think you're out your mind.
Nah, I ain't sharing issues, so don't ask for a
dime. No.
You must be playing.
We had to close it out on a serious note. Big ups to Jasmine Barbie Blanks for joining into the show tonight and coming out this Sunday. We had fun tonight on Philly Shine Light. We all had fun. Thanks to all the callers. Thanks to everybody, Jarrell, KM Links, the new Storm Boy, the Eye of the Storm, going fucking hard, you know? Going hard. We love them. Shout out to you guys. Shout out to the Prospect Chicks. Shout out to my Amy Boo. Everybody who performed this Sunday, I was going to go get the list, but, you know, my memory is good for nothing. It's like a holy umbrella during the storm, like, I swear. But this Thursday,
everybody love them.
What'd you say?
They go that name, Storm, again. Everybody love
them.
Storm boys.
Storm men. I like all
them. Yeah, Link almost got hit by a car today. It was funny.
Right on fucking 16th of Samson, huh? Yeah.
Right on 16th of Samson. Yeah.
Shout out to everybody. We having fun closing out the show, and don't forget this Friday down at 69th Street Lounge. It's going down. And then this Industry Rises Sunday, second Sunday, is going down Mill Creek Tavern. We all in the building.
I just seen Link post something about Saturday. You performing at that?
Yeah, I just signed up for it, man. Catch me at the what the hell is it called? The B-Boy Barbecue, man. I'll be performing then later that night.
Big up. So we're gonna go check out Jew too. We gotta support.
Yeah, no problem. And Sunday at the Industry Rises, you know.
Big up. We're gonna have some fun, you know what I mean? More things to come. Wait till this music comes out, y'all. It's a lot of hype right now, but y'all ain't seen the hype. Y'all ain't going to believe the hype that I'm about to do. These Connects pictures, this body is coming together. Honest Fire is not playing, okay?
Good,
I was just freaking with the microphone. Wait till I show y'all what I could do with a song, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, that picture, I got to give you bravos on that picture. God damn, baby. That profile picture. Ooh.
The one on the Honest Fire page with the white.
Yeah, indeed.
That was DSQ photography, you know what I mean? he thought it would be like, I don't know, it's like a porno, a porno star. We will show y'all the behind the scenes footage of me and the microphone. I had to wrap it in plastic, like it got messy. It's like no. We were having some fun, y'all. But good night. Thank you for tuning in the show. Thank you so much for my host, Mr. Key West. We got, did DeJuan go out?
No, I'm still here.
So we want to check out my boy Street Lotto. He has a big party coming up in ATL. I wish I could get to June 12th. This is It's Over, ST Lotto, Street Lotto.
ST Lotto.
Yes. It's over. That means the show is over. Good night, Mr. Key West.
Okay. Yeah. Lotto. Lord. Please forgive me of my sins. Please forgive me. Take your pain away.
Black beans with the black on black rims. It's over. Tint with the halogenic gleam. It's over. Baby girl says she wanna take a spin. It's over. Recession. Lotto. Where you been? It's over. No, I know it's over. JB know it's over. Dana Raymond, Tommy V, know it's over. What you niggas know about lottery? I thought I told you. Lotto been a rider, Lotto was a roller, Lotto was a general, Lotto got them soldiers. Niggas slept on Lotto, then they showed up with the folder. Lotto get you open, yet and still he is a closer. You ain't about your money, I thought you don't approach him. Approach him, that nigga's back away.
I'm on that bullshit. A classic, 69 Chevelle.
You know what it is, the kid Buck Bean DeReno, CEO slash host of Buck Bean the TV.
And I'm here to tell y'all to log in to Buck Bean the TV magazine.yolasite.com.
Say what? That's Buck Bean the TV magazine.yolasite.com. Philly's number one underground network. You're listening to
I'm Fire Philly Shine
on BBTV.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Buck, right? Buck Bandit TV Magazine, YolaSite.com. The movement has begun. This is unity, y'all. Good night, everybody. Thank you, Reno. We definitely had to play some of your music before the show was over.
No, we did.
I don't want it.
Okay.
Reno, sometimes I wonder.